HSCW boys basketball has struggled as of late as they've lost 8 straight games this season. With a fluctuating schedule and some tough teams along the way, the Vikings are focusing on their successes. One player who brought the swagger to HSCW basketball has been Colin Harder, who shot well in the game against Red Oak and has averaged 11 points per game this year.
Absolutely. And that's just kind of where we're at. We're not going to beat around the bush. It's been tough. It's been hard. But this is just where we're at right now. And, we're going to try to take the positive and learn from it or grow from it, from the positive and negative, I guess you say. But, yeah, the successes, I mean, Colin stepping up. He shot the ball well from outside, probably best he's had all year. And so it was nice to see him get some confidence behind the arc. We don't shoot it at a high clip. And so when we can have a guy go off, that little confidence not only helps that person, but usually helps people around him. And so we're hopefully for that confidence to build, and transform and transverse into other people. So happy for him to kind of get on a roll. We needed it. So that just happened to be his night last night in that category.
There are a few ways to look ahead for the Vikings in terms of improvements. Tight passes, ball control, and mental confidence are ways that this HSCW team can dig themselves out of a rut. This HSCW team has so much talent down the line with Harder, Luke Sternberg, and Nick Denning, all leading the way this season.
We've got to find ways to limit, I'm going to say the wrong plays, but we got to limit not making the right plays. Just silly turnovers, self-inflicted wounds. And then just, those runs that we're giving other teams instead of making them work for them, sometimes we just end up giving them. We have to limit those. Obviously, we would love both of those things to happen. But for us right now, we've got to knock one of those out. We got to limit some of those boneheaded mistakes and the runs that we're giving other teams. Or we've got to find ways to finish and execute on both sides of the floor.
With such a young team this season, it is only likely that mistakes won't happen down the line. These younger players have really stepped it up on the defensive side of the basketball as they've continued to learn from some of the juniors and seniors how to play quickly and efficiently.
The tough thing about it is we're young, and so like the strengths are changing and they're evolving, which is a good thing though too, But where we're at in the season, where we started is not where we're at right now, and we've got to find ways to up the tempo. And we're not a hugely deep team by any means. We don't have huge numbers. So we've got to find a way to, how do we continue to get in shape? How do we sustain a tempo and a pace on the defensive end for 4 quarters? And that's really difficult to do, one, from an effort standpoint, and two, just an execution standpoint. And so we're looking to really up that tempo. If we can force some more turnovers and some easier buckets for us, that's what we're looking to do. And then the half court, when we do want to be aggressive and overplay, don't over-rotate ourselves. Don't put ourselves in a position where our defense can't recover. And when we rebound well, we're going to be in games. And so when we've done that, we've been all right. When we're not, we kind of get kicked around a little bit. So we've got to make sure that we own the defensive glass.
Tonight, the HSCW Vikings will be taking on the Logan Magnolia Panthers in a rematch from earlier this season when they fell 52-43. That game was one that the Vikings wish they could take back, but realize that moving forward and cleaning up their mistakes from the last time is the best way to go at the Panthers. If they can stop Logan Magnolia's leading scorer Wes Vanna and shoot effectively from the field, they may be circling this game for the turning point in the season.
Yeah, no, I'll be honest on that one too. You try not to necessarily highlight or circle too many games on your schedule, but that's one that we had, that we played at the MAC that, going into break, we look back, that's probably the first game that we circled saying we want that one back. That we were not happy with how we played, how we performed, and know that we can play better. Almost like maybe we dropped one we shouldn't have. And that's not taking anything away from Logan. They're playing really well and they're well coached. But that's one that we know that, hey, there's some matchups that are favorable for us. We know that we can go out and win that game. And so now we have to play that way. You might be the better team. You might be able to play better, but that night you have to play better. And so for us, we've got to isolate our reads. We can't make things too difficult. We want to make it super simple, and we want to be consistent with that, especially on the offensive end. And defensively, they can't win the hustle battles. They can't get 3 or 4 possessions offensive rebounds and hustle plays. So they definitely can't out-hustle us and out-work us. We are at home, which is nice, and they're a super scrappy team. But, we got to take care of the ball on offense, and we got to rebound on defense.
HSCW will take on Logan Magnolia tonight at home with the opening tip-off at 7:30 p.m. KSOM 96.5 will be live with myself, Zach Collins, on the call for the pregame show following the girls' game at 7:15 p.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.